Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Mishnah Brura Yomi. Today we're learning Simen Kuf Chaf Tes. We're going to talk about the Tfilos, during which there is Birkas Kohanim and a Kohen who goes up to the Duchan during Mincha of Yom HaKippurim. Says the Mechaber in Kuf Chaf Tes, Se'if Aleph, Ein Nesias Kapayim, Ela B'Shachris, U'Mosaf, U'Vin Ne'ila, B'Yom Sheyashbo Ne'ila, Kemo B'Yom HaKippurim. Birkas Kohanim can be done during only Shachris, Musaf, and Ne'ila on a day where there is Ne'ila, like Yom Kippur. Aval lo b'mincha. However, Birkas Kohanim is not done during Mincha. Why? Mishum d'shchicha shichrus ba'osa sha'a, shema yehei hakohen shikor. Because intoxication is prevalent at that time of the day, and we are worried that a Kohen will be intoxicated and thereby excluded, disqualified from doing Birkas Kohanim. What exactly is the meaning of Shachris, Musaf, and Ni'ila over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Aleph, Hainu de Bechol, Bechol Yom B'Shacharis, during the week. So Birkas Kohanim is done every day during Shacharis. Uv Shabbos v'Yomtiv gam b'Musaf. On Shabbos and Yomtiv we add Musaf. Uv Yom HaKippurim gam b'Tfilas Ni'ila. On Yom Kippur we add Ni'ila as well. V'hu k'shehu adayin yom. However, Birkas Kohanim during Ni'ila must be done while it is still daytime. Why does Birkas Kohanim have to be done during the day? Well, the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Tafrei Shchav Gimel Se'if Ches explains that Birkas Kohanim, as we've seen in the past, is linked to Avoda. And just as Avoda has to be done during the daytime, so too Birkas Kohanim has to be done during the daytime. In the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah says over there that daytime lasts until 30 minutes prior to Tzeis HaKochavim. Reb Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv are b'dieved, they are lenient, that we can count the 13 minutes after Shkia as still being part of the day. What are the other days that also have Ni'ila? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Beis, B'yom sheyashbo Ni'ila, haynu b'ta'anisim ha'mevo'arim nekaman, simin tof kuf ayin tes, she'teknu rabbana bohen tfilas Ni'ila, kemo b'yom ha'kipurim. On certain fast days, there is Ni'ila, just like there is on Yom Kippur. Now, why is there no concern for intoxication during Musaf? Why are we concerned for Shichrus only during Mincha? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Se'if Gimel, Shema Yehei HaKohen Shikor Sheneshtaker B'Se'udaso, because he became intoxicated from his meal. The Shikor Aser B'Nesias Kapayim, one who is inebriated is prohibited from doing Nesias Kapayim, V'Chenis Kol Elbasim in Kuf Chav Ches, Se'if Lamed Ches, as we've learned in the past. Masha'in Kein B'Musaf Lo Gazru, however, the Rabbanon did not make a Gzeira to outlaw Birkas Kohanim during Musaf, why not? The Chevan Sha'aser Liso Tzudis Keva Koden Musaf Kim Ti'imah Ba'alma, since it's prohibited to have a large fixed meal prior to Musaf, but rather one is only allowed to have a more temporary type of eating, so since one is only allowed to have a small meal prior to Musaf, we are not concerned that one will become inebriated and thereby disqualified from doing Birkas Kohanim. Continues the Mechaber in Se'if Aleph. V'gazru b'mincha shaltaynis atu minchas sha'ar yomim. Just as Birkas Kohanim is prohibited during a mincha of other days, so too it's prohibited on a fast day, even though on a fast day one is not going to be eating, and therefore the concern for intoxication would not apply. Aval betana she'ein bo ni'ila. However, if you have a fast day where there is no ni'ila, then ho'el utfilas ha'mincha samuch l'shkia sachama. Since mincha is the last tfila of the day and it is close to sunset, hidoma l'tfilas ni'ila ve'ino mischalefes b'mincha shoshar yamin. It is considered similar to the tefillah of Ni'ila, and therefore it will not be mixed up with the mincha of other days. Hilkach yashba nisias kapayim, and therefore there is Birkas Kohanim on a mincha of a fast day when there is no Ni'ila. So what fast days exactly is the Shulchan Aruch talking about over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Dalit, Shaltainis, Hainu Shaltainis, Tzibur, Sheyashbohem Ni'ila, Nizkar Le'el, O Shal Yom HaKippurim. Meaning, if the Tainis has Ni'ila, so it's a Tainis Tzibur that has Ni'ila, or it's Yom Kippur, so then Birkas Kohanim is not done during Mincha. Why not? Atu Minchas, because of the Mincha, so that we don't get mixed up between that Mincha and the Mincha of other days. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in Se'if Hei, lefish biyom sheyashbon ila mispalel lemincha ba'or ayam gadol kedi lahaslan leila kodem shkiyas hachama. When ni'ila happens, when you have ni'ila on a tainis on Yom Kippur, so then you daven mincha earlier on in the day to make sure that you get ni'ila in before sunset. Lachein mischalef hashi b'mincha shal shayar yomim, and therefore the mincha will be mixed up. It'll be confused with mincha of other weekdays, which is also done earlier in the day. So you know, agim gamkein this fala ba'odayom gadol b'mishay yurotzim le'echol achar kach. They wanted to daven mincha early so to be able to eat afterwards. Shasar le'echol kodem tefilas ha'mincha, kamo shekasev b'simen reish lamibiz. We'll learn, bez Hashem, that it is asur to have a large meal prior to mincha. Uve ne'ila lo gazu atu shar yamim, lefi deleka tefilas ne'ila kein betaynis. However, birkas kohanim could be done during ne'ila because there's no concern. It's a fast day, so there's no concern for inebriation, and there's no concern that one will mix up ni'ila with other days because there is no ni'ila on other days. However, when you come to a fast day where there is no ni'ila, so says the Mishnah Berurah, what is that fast day? She'ein bo ni'ila haynu kol ha'arba tanios v'tzom Esther, the four public fast days and Tainis Esther. So then, when mincha is done, samach l'shkia sachama, one would be allowed to do berkas kohanim during that mincha. Samach l'shkia sachama, he says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'iv Zayin, shahaya minhagam la'achra samach l'shkia. The minhag was to delay the mincha until the end of the day, until close to shkia. So since the mincha is towards the end of the day, it's considered similar to tefilas ni'ila, and it won't be mixed up with the mincha of other days, and therefore you could do berkas kohanim during the mincha of Tainis Esther or the other four fast days where there is no ni'ila. The Rama says, v'aminuk shalonu kvar nisvar le'el simen kuf chav ches. So the Rama over here means as follows. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Ches, rotza lomar she'ein nosin kapayim klal b'medino seno b'chol yomos hashana. In Chutz La'aretz, we don't do Birkas Kohanim on any day, on any weekday. Rak b'yamim tovim, we only do it on Yontif. V'gam zeh rak b'tfilas Musaf, and we also only do it during Musaf. Umikol makom, however, nonetheless, kol adinim anizkarim isif zeh nafkamino gam ledidon. These halachos in this if are also relevant for us. Le'inyan amiras alokeinu v'alokavosinu barachinu v'chulei. They teach us that we should say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu during mincha of the four public fast days and Tainis Esther. Lufi amavor le'el b'simen kuf chav zayin, de'bizman sheroi midino lisa kapayim omer Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. That whenever the time is fit to do Birkas Kohanim, if we don't do Birkas Kohanim, then we say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu as a substitute. And that is why we do Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu during mincha of our public fast days. Now, if a Kohen is not fasting himself, can he do Birkas Kohanim on a fast day? So this is spoken about in footnote number 3, and there are three different opinions on this matter. The Kaf HaChaim says that if the Kohen is not fasting, he should not do Birkas Kohanim. The Mekor HaChaim says it doesn't matter. If the Kohen's not fasting, he can still do Birkas Kohanim. Why should that impede his mitzvah? And Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Tokachinsky, they draw a compromise. They say that if he's the only Kohen, or if he's one of two Kohanim, then he could do Birkas Kohanim. But if not, then he should not do Birkas Kohanim. Now, according to everything that we've said in this simen, so Birkas Kohanim is done during Mincha of one of the four fast days, or Tanis Esther, when Mincha is done close to Shkia, because then it's not mixed up with Ni'ila. But what if Mincha is recited before Mincha Ketana? What if it's not recited later on in the day, but rather earlier in the day? So Rav Vosner and the Shivra Levi, Chedek Ches, Simen Chav Gimel, as well as Rav Shlomo Zalman, say that there is no Birkas Kohanim when Mincha is done earlier on in the day. However, Rav Tokotrinsky adds that even though Birkas Kohanim would not be done earlier on in the day, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu would still be said. The Chazon Ish apparently had the practice to do Birkas Kohanim even when Mincha was done earlier in the day, and certainly we do say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu during Mincha even when it's after Mincha Gedola and not after Mincha Kitana. Continues the Mechaber in Se'if Beis. Kohen Sha'avar v'ala la'duchan b'yom ha'kipurim b'mincha. A Kohen who wrongfully ascends the Duchan on Yom Kippur during Mincha Since it's obviously well known that there is no concern for inebriation, he's not allowed to eat or drink at all. So he would do Birkas Kohanim, and we would not force him down from the Duchan. Why not? Because we don't want people to be suspicious that he is Pasul, he's disqualified from the Kahuna and cannot do Birkas Kohanim. And that's why they brought him down to preempt that concern. We allow the Kohen to remain on the Duchan and to do Birkas Kohanim. Says the Mishnah Berura in Se'if Cotton Test, Sha'adav Yadu Avichule, Rotze Lomar, Velo Asru Bezeki Imishum de Michlav Bishar Yome. The only reason why we don't do Birkas Kohanim during Mincha of Yom Kippur is because we don't want to mix up the Mincha of Yom Kippur with Mincha of other days, V'chanisku Abasef Aleph, as we just learned. Lachain Ein Moridin Oso Im Kvar Allah. That's why if he goes up to the Duchan, then we don't force him back. Aval B'mincha Shashar Yome, Afim Allah Yerid. However, during Mincha of other days, so even if he ascends the Duchan wrongfully, we do force him off. Why? Because there's an additional concern of Shichrus. Whenever there's a concern of Shichrus, we will not allow a Kohen to do Birkas Kohanim. Says the Ramah in Se'ev Beis, V'lachin Omri B'mincha B'yom HaKippurim Elokeinu V'loke Avoseinu, Afal Gav De'ein Ro'i L'Nesias Kapayim. So we say, Elokeinu V'loke Avoseinu during Mincha of Yom Kippur, even though it's not fit for Birkas Kohanim, because generally we would not do Birkas Kohanim, Mikol Makom Ho'il V'im Allah Lo Yeireid Mikrei K'tas Ro'i. Since if a Kohen were to take the Duchan forcefully, we would not tell him to leave. So therefore, it's considered somewhat fit for Birkas Kohanim. So and enough that we would say Elokeinu V'loke Avoseinu V'cheinu Agin B'Medinos Elu Af Al Pi Sheyashcholkin. That is the minog in Ashkenaz, even though there are those who disagree. The Mishnah Berurah comments in Se'if Katan Yud U'Mikol Makom Hamis'anim Ad Chatzos U'Mispalalin Mincha Kigon Be'Erev Rosh Hashanah V'Chadome. When you have a day where people are fasting until Chatzos and then davening Mincha, so they're still fasting at Mincha, such as on Erev Rosh Hashanah and the like, Lo Yomar Hashliach Tzibur Elokeinu V'loke Avoseinu Afidu. The Shliach Tzibur should not say Elokeinu V'loke Avoseinu, even according to this opinion. The only time that we would say Elokeinu V'loke Avoseinu during Mincha of a fast day, when there is also Ni'ilah, is on Yom Kippur. If there's no Ni'ilah, such as on the four public fast days or on Tainus Esther, as we learned earlier, then we would say Elokeinu V'loke Avoseinu as well. Tomorrow we will continue, Bez Hashem, with Simen Kuf Lamed. Have a wonderful day.